USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump's legal team has promised more challenges to the results of the 2020 election starting tomorrow. There are already suits pending in Arizona, Nevada, and Pennsylvania. Senator Roy Blunt believes it's time for the facts of those cases to be heard. The Missouri Republican told ABC's This Week that the country can come together only after the process is allowed to play out.
It's time for the president's lawyers to present the facts, and then it's time for those facts to speak for themselves. It's going to be much easier to work toward the kind of transition we want. Look at the inauguration, which I'm going to have the honor of chairing again this time, and bringing the country together if everybody feels like we went through a process and everybody was heard.
Blunt added that this was clearly a close election that should be allowed to finish with the proper process. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
South Florida is preparing for Tropical Storm Eta. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
South Florida officials are taking precautions ahead of Tropical Storm Eta's arrival. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez says students will be home on Monday.
I have just finished speaking to Superintendent Carvalho, who has informed me that Miami-Dade Public Schools will be closed tomorrow, Monday, and that bus services will not be operable.
Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez says the power company is ready to repair any damage caused by the high winds and rain.
Florida Power Light has 10,000 restoration personnel on hand to deal with any of the impacts from ETA. Backup from Texas has also been called in, so they are positioning additional resources into the area ahead of the storm's full impact.
Hurricane warnings have been issued for the Florida Keys, and much of the coast of South Florida is under a storm surge warning. Forecasters say ETA could drop as much as 18 inches of rain in some areas as the storm swings past Florida. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
One of television's most recognizable hosts has passed away. Lance Pry has the story from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Alex Trebek has lost his battle with cancer.
This is Jeopardy!
The 80-year-old Jeopardy! Game show host holds the record for the most episodes spanning 36 years.
Alex Trebek!
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome aboard.
In March 2019, he had been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer and was among a small percentage of people to live a year or longer with the diagnosis. In July, he published his memoir, The Answer Is, Reflections on My Life. Mr. Trebek died at home in Los Angeles, California, Sunday, after more than 18 months fighting pancreatic cancer. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Massachusetts was shaken Sunday morning by a rare earthquake. The magnitude 3.6 quake was centered a few miles off the coast of New Bedford, Massachusetts. There's not been any reports of any damage or injuries. It was also felt in Connecticut and Rhode Island. And Chase Elliott has won the 2020 NASCAR Championship after winning Sunday's season finale race at Phoenix. At 24 years old, Elliott becomes the third youngest driver ever to win NASCAR's top prize. He led the final 43 laps of the race after having to start at the back because his car failed a pre-race inspection. Sunday's season finale was also the final start for 7-time champion Jimmy Johnson and Clint Bowyer as full-time drivers. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.